Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. I want to give a special shout out to those of you listening in Japan, South Korea, and those of you that are listening, whether you're listening in the United Kingdom, France, wherever you may be listening to this broadcast at, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have a prayer request, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give it to you. Glory be to God. So wherever you listen to me at, hey, I ask if you would, and this is by choice, to join in with me in prayer. Let us pray. Most gracious God, I thank you this day for you have once again brought us together to assemble together to hear the word of God. Father, I thank you today for this opportunity you've given me to share the gospel, to share your word unto those that are listening. I pray today that you will word my mouth to rightly divide your word and that you would anoint this word with your spirit. Let your power carry it to the hearts of men that are listening today in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord God, I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I thank you for the message of your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. I want to say before I go any further, for those of you who are first-time listeners, I want to point you to, after you listen to this part five today, to go back to listen to part one. Part one will notify you, as I'm about to say now, that not only am I coming with scriptures from the Bible, but I'm coming with scriptures from two more books of the Word of God that goes with the Bible, called The Word of the Lord and Reckoning Nephite. And part one, I point you to where to listen to past broadcasts that will tell you more information on these two books. If you listen to me on this God's Word of Man page and it has a little picture of a Bible on the right-hand side, click on it. When the drop box show, click on episodes, and you can go to the episodes. And if you click on episodes on this one tonight, you can go to part one of this series, Persecution in the End Time. And once again, you will hear more on these two books. If not, if you listen to me on this God, Word, the Man page, and it's not a picture of a little Bible, but maybe the God's Word of Man logo, then you should be able to click on that and have a drop box and be able to go to the past episodes as well. Go to Persecution in the End Time, Part 1, and that you may hear more concerning these two other books. So when you hear me come from scriptures tonight from the Bible, and then if I say the Word of the Lord, the Record of Nephi, and you go, what is that? What is you talking about? Well, that's what I'm talking about. So, amen. But overall, whatever you hear, I'm pointing you back to Jesus. Ask Jesus about what I'm giving you. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, tonight we are on part five, persecution in the end time. And we've been talking about and looking at, rather, the persecution. Christ tells us in, you know, when his disciples asked a threefold question, he answered. And when he answered, he didn't give them a date like October the 22nd, 2045. He didn't do that. But he answered their question by telling them different events that would happen. And one of the things he talked about was the persecution. The persecution. And we come to understand that when you ask the question, well, who was he talking to? Well, we come to understand he was talking to his pupils, his disciples, his followers. When you get down to it, born-again believers. And it is a word of warning to us as believers that we're going to face persecution. It is not a warning to, quote, have you scared, because even when he told her about the other things like the famine and pestilence and earthquakes and the fighting, he says, see that you be not terrified. But he's warning us of these of this persecution we will face. And as we've been looking at it, we come to understand that this persecution involves both verbally and physically, okay? Verbally and physically. Now, there are some Christians in the Christian community, by me going over something like this, will be frowning. Will be saying, hey, you know, you the doomsday talker. You can't be up here scaring the people. Well, listen, if that what I'm doing, then you should be going back and accusing Jesus. Because guess what? The word came from him, okay? And he was not, get this, he was not talking to sinners, okay? When he was warning about persecution, he wasn't talking to sinners. He was talking to his own, amen? So what we're going to pick up tonight, if you have your Bibles, let's go back to where we last stopped at. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6. Now, for those of you that have your Bibles, I want to ask that, follow along with me. You know, I like to put people's eyes on the word instead of them, you know, having them just sit there and listen to me talk all the time. And as I said before, there are times where that you may not be able to break out the Bible and have people turn here and there that you might have to just be talking. But on the other hand, I say to those believers that I've been ministering and working and giving the word, that if you do have the time to go into the Bible, and especially if they have Bibles with them, or if you got it and you can share with them, put their eyes on the word. You know, you want to build people's faith in God's word and not your word. Okay? Amen. That's very important that you remember that. Okay. Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. And the word says, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, hallelujah. We see from here that, and the word of God lets us know that, you know, some of us will be killed of the persecution. And here in this Revelation 6, these were believers, because they were the one who were slain for the word of God. Okay? Hallelujah. And for their testimony, which they held, which was what? The testimony of Jesus Christ. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. And so they asked the Lord, how long? How long? And did they call the Lord holy and true? How long, Lord, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on earth? Now, this part of the message tonight, I want to at least deal with, and dealing with this persecution. And it's a key thing, and I know this is of great importance. And I ask that you please listen closely, because this is very important. This part of the message is not a message to have you looking evil-eyed at everybody, okay? Please hear this, because I know that there are some people who would take this to the extreme, and they'll start looking, quote, evil-eyed at everybody. This is not this type of message. But this message on this part of the persecution is to make you aware and to warn you, okay? Now, one key thing is that in verse 10, those that were slain and killed for the word of God, the Lord a question, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them? Them, okay? So the question is, who are the them? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then when you think even further, just like the other scriptures we went into in Matthew and Mark and Luke, then your other question would be, remember when Jesus said, and they shall lay hands on you, and they shall deliver you up. Well, the question is, who are the they? Okay? Who are the they that's going to deliver you up? Who are the they that's going to turn on you? Who are the them or the they that's going to persecute you? Who are they? Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, this part of this lesson of the persecution, I especially want to look at. Because, people, this is very important. Once again, it is not a message to point, to cause you or to have you looking, quote, evil-eyed or corner-eyed at everybody you come across. But at the same time, it is a message from Christ, a warning to make you aware. Now, another reason why this would be so important, because who the word is going to reveal, that's going to be the day that should deliver you up, and the them that's going to persecute and even kill you. Hallelujah. And some people may not be able to take this truth, okay? But I pray for you. Hallelujah. Now, once again, who are the them that the people were crying out to the Lord, Lord, avenge our blood on them that dwell on earth? Who are the them? And who are the they that Jesus told us, as it recorded in Matthew and Mark and Luke, who are the they that Jesus said, they going to lay hands on you? In other words, they're going to get physical with you. And they going to deliver you up. So who are the they? Now, I want to come with the scriptures because the they and the them represent unbelievers. Hallelujah. And also, they that will be of the church or they that will formerly be of the church but have fallen off. Now, I want to let that sink in for a minute because this is very important, people. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, one of the things I thank the Lord for is his warning that when these, quote, people do this thing to you, that you wouldn't be so devastated that you would turn away from the Lord. You know that? I'm going to say that for a minute here. You know that when some people, or let's put it away, some believers, when somebody wronged them or do them dirty or do them dirt, why is it? Well, let's go even a little deeper. Someone in the church did them dirty, deceived them, did them wrong. Why is it that they turn away from Christ? Why is it that you find some of these same people, they quit praying, they quit getting in the word, and they quit coming to service, and when you talk to them about it, you say, hey, what happened? And you come to find out they didn't like what Deacon Jones did, or what Sister Lucy, turned on them, or Sister Lucy was fooling with her husband, or Brother Johnny was fooling with his wife, okay? Now, I'm not saying those things are not painful. Please hear me. But one of the things you notice is that the person turned away from Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want to look at some scriptures concerning the day and the deal. Okay? Hallelujah. And one of the places I want to look at is some scripture from one of the books I was telling you about called The Record of the Nephite. The Record of the Nephite. This is the record of the Nephite, of God's dealing with people over here on this continent. Hallelujah. Amen. They're part of the protocol of God. You said, what do you mean? Because remember, God has dealt with man in the earth, given man his word, and he said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So what God did is he showed that not only can I deal with and give my word to they that was over there in Jerusalem, hallelujah, but I can deal with and give my word to they that be over here on this continent, hallelujah, the same word. Let me stress that, the same word. That's why it would be in the mouth of two or three witnesses. You understand what I'm saying? So, in saying that, I want to read, hallelujah, what was happening at one of the times over here on this continent, dealing with God's people over here. Because we must remember the Jews was not only God's covenant. They get this. People think, oh, it's the Jews, just the Jews. They're God's people. Well, wait a minute. They definitely was God's ancient covenant people. And if those that accept Christ today is a born-again believer in the Lord, but they're not his only people. Because remember, Israel had 12 sons. Amen. Now, I want to read to you these three scriptures here. And it says, and now all these things did Alma and his fellow laborers do, which was over the church. So the Lord had a church over here. Walking in all diligence, teaching the word of God in all things, suffering all manner of afflictions, being persecuted by all those who did not belong to the church of God. Did you hear that? And they did admonish their brethren. And they were also admonished, everyone by the word of God, according to his sins or to the sins which he had committed, being commanded of God to pray without ceasing and to give thanks in all things. And now it came to pass that the persecutions which were inflicted on the church by the unbelievers became so great that the church began to murmur and complain to their leaders concerning the matter. And they did complain to Alma. That's one of God's servants that was over here. And Alma did lay the case before their king Mosiah, and Mosiah consulted with his priests. Now, I read that because the believers over here, or those of the church over here, was persecuted by the unbelievers. They were persecuted by those who were not, quote, of the church. Hallelujah. So one of the day that Jesus talking about in Matthew that's going to deliver you up, and those of the dim that Jesus was talking about that is going to kill some of the believers are going to be the day that are not of the church, they who are of the unbelievers. Hallelujah. The people of the church were persecuted by unbelievers. Amen. Because no true believer is not going to be persecuting another true believer. You get that? That's a true believer is not going to be doing that. An unbeliever will. See, some of you hear this message, you know, and we're supposed to love all men. Well, I'm about to say, get this straight, we're supposed to love all men. But some of y'all is trying to be friendly to the close friendly with unbelievers. Okay? Even to the compromising of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You're trying to hang out with them. Some of you going to different dances with them and hanging out in different places with them. Okay? Trying to be, quote, the cool Christian. But you fail to understand something. Everything may seem like it's going kind of smooth. But remember, you were born again, and you were given the nature of God. They're not. So they're definitely going to operate in the nature they only know of, which is the sin nature. Now, here's the thing. They're going to ask you and want you to do, if they haven't done already, something that you know that God says no, or something special you know that is wrong. Okay? What are you going to do? Now, some of you, perhaps, that is listening to this broadcast, you may have already, quote, given in because you want to fit in with the crowd. Amen? So you hanging out with them and they say, hey, man, we all smoking blunt, man. Why don't you smoke one? Well, yeah, come on, man, hang out with us. And now you smoking. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I want to go into another scripture in this same record of Nephite. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And once again, I'm pointing you to Jesus on this. When I'm giving you from this book, ask Jesus about if what I'm giving you is true. Simple as that. You know, no argument. Okay. Got to be no argument about it. Amen. Now, I'm asking that you would listen to this right here. What's going on concerning the church over here said, and it came to pass in the commencement of the ninth year, Alma seeing the wickedness of the church. Uh-oh. The church fell in wickedness? And seeing also that the example of the church began to lead those who were unbelievers on from one piece of iniquity to another, thus bringing on the destruction of the people. Yea, seeing great inequality among the people, some lifting themselves up with their pride, despising others, turning their backs upon the needy and the naked, and those which were hungry, and those which were athirst, and those which were sick and afflicted. Now, this was a great cause for lamentation among the people, while others were abasing themselves, okay, securing those who stood in need of their succor, such as imparting their substance to the poor and the needy, feeding, the hungry, and suffering all manner of affliction for Christ's sake, which shall come according to the spirit of prophecy. Looking forward to that day, thus retaining a remission of their sins, being filled with great joy because of the resurrection of the dead, according to the will and power and deliverance of Jesus Christ from the bands of death. And now it came to pass that Alma, having seen the afflictions of the humble followers of God and the persecution which was heaped upon them by the remainder of his people, and seeing all their inequality, he began to be very sorrowful. Nevertheless, the Spirit of the Lord did not fail him. Now, what is it saying? There were some of the church who began to be lifted up in pride. And even those was leading the sinners. The sinners already was, you know, quote, in the sin. They was leaving them even iniquity after iniquity. Now, this is going to be people of the church. And then on top of that, they turn around and start persecuting the true humble followers of the church. They start persecuting. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, well, brother, why you go to that? Because remember, once again, from the Bible, the day and the dim. Hallelujah. That's going to be doing persecuting, the killing, the delivering you up. It's going to be those who once was of the Lord who are going to be falling off. Do you hear this? Become lifted up in pride, and they're going to persecute the true humble followers of Christ. And if you're a true humble follower of Christ, they are going to deliver you up. They, along with the, quote, unbelievers, is going to deliver you up to be beaten in the synagogues. You understand that? Hallelujah. People, I hope that you will really listen to this word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. People, you need to hear this. Everybody that's claiming to be of God is not of God. And then there were some people who have, who truthfully started off walking with God. Yeah, they did. I mean, on the other end, everybody else was a lie. At one point, there were some who did start off with Christ, but they fell off. That's why the Lord told us to not to mind the things of this world, okay? And see, some of us, our minds on the things of this world. We trying to follow the Joneses. We trying to get the biggest house, biggest cars. We trying to be comfortable and real rich according to the substance of this world. And then what has happened, that going in that type of spirit has changed many of us. And now we're looking at some in the church who don't have as much substance as the other have, and we started to what? We started to persecute them. We started to make fun of them. We started to say little words to put them down. And it's not of God. And then you have some in the church who really like the sin. And then there's others in it saying, hey, we need to repent. We need to come away from that. And now those that like the sin is looking at the ones who don't like the sin with an evil eye. Make sure it ain't you. I say make sure it ain't you. You have to stay repentant before the Lord constantly. We all need to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's go to the Bible. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 17. The book of Acts, chapter 17 in the Bible here. Hallelujah. The book of Acts, chapter 17 in the Bible. Glory to God. The book of Acts, chapter 17. And I'm going to read verses 1 to verse 10. The book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 1 to verse 10. And the word said, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. But the Jews, which believed not, do you hear that? More with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason have received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there's another king, one Jesus. And they troubled the people. And the rulers of the city, when they heard these things, and when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. Okay. So who was the ones that wanted to persecute or do some harm to Paul and Silas? Because remember, Paul and Silas was only preaching about Christ. And so they were like, hey, you know, we got one king. And to them, their king was Caesar. And so they mad at Paul and Silas and said, hey, they preaching that there's another king, this king named Jesus. So who wanted to persecute them? They were unbelievers. Okay? The Jews were unbelievers. Verse 5 tells you, but the Jews which believed not, which means what? They were unbelievers. If you're going to really walk in the ways of Christ, your persecution, one of the places especially, your persecution is going to come from unbelievers. People don't believe in Christ, don't believe nothing about Christ. These Jews didn't believe nothing about Christ. Christ is the king. They didn't want to accept that. They said, we got our king in Caesar. And see, when you're doing like Paul and Silas, you coming to preach Jesus to the people who already in their mind got their God, because that's how Caesar was to them anyhow. And here you are preaching the true living God. What do we expect? We pray that they accept that word and get changed, because, see, that's the only way they're going to really come into true fellowship with you, is that they have to accept Christ as Lord. When you give that preacher words, they have to accept that word and accept Christ as Lord. If they don't, Houston, you're going to have a problem. Okay? And these men, they was angry. They was upset. They wanted to put hands on Paul and them. Okay? These was unbelievers, people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Acts chapter 22. Acts chapter 22. Acts chapter 22. The Bible here. Acts chapter 22. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 22. Now, this is when Paul was talking to the Lord concerned about what he did in the past. You know, Paul was Saul before his name got name changed before he changed his name, or his name ended up being changed to Paul. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to read verse 17 to verse 19. I want you to hear what Paul said. He said, "And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they would not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I am in prison and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him." Did you hear what Paul said? Paul said, "Lord, they know that I am in prison and beat in every synagogue them that what? Believed on him." Who was Paul at that time? Saul was an unbeliever. He was an unbeliever. He imprisoned the true Christians. Amen. He beat them. Jesus told us in Matthew and Mark and Luke that when they're going to deliver you up and you're going to be beaten in the synagogues. By who? By believers. By unbelievers, rather. And according to those who once was of Christ, who's going to fall also into the realm of unbelievers. Amen. Paul said, "Lord, they know I did this. I was in my state of unbelief. I wasn't born again, persecuted. The believers, those that believed on you. Because, Lord, I really didn't believe on you, but they did. I was an unbeliever persecuting a believer." People, please hear this message, because this is a message of warning. Like I said, too many of us as Christians, we're trying to be lovey-dovey. Now, once again, when I make that statement, I'm not telling you not to love. We're supposed to love all men. That's what the word says. But we're trying to come so joined into the unbelievers, whether it's family folks, whether it's friends, associates, okay? We're trying to become so joined unto them that we're compromising Jesus just to be joined unto them. Amen. We're compromising Jesus. And see, the ones you're trying to be so closely joined to and be so close to, get this, are some of the ones that's going to be persecuting you. Well, if you don't believe me, I tell you what. If you don't believe me, keep hanging with them, and then one day stand on the word of God on truth about some things they're doing and see what happens. If you ain't got to believe me, do it and see what happens. The same one would say, "What's up, dog? What's up, my girl?" With all that stuff. When you really start standing for truth, they're going to call you every name but a child of God, buddy. Young lady, if you're listening, hey, same go to you. Now, I'm trying to warn you, okay? See, some people out there who profess to be believers are a people person. And there's nothing wrong with being around people, per se, But what I mean by a people person, that they've got to have someone, and they're willing to compromise just to have people around them. They're willing to not stand on truth. Even if God gave them a word to speak, they're willing to keep their mouth closed because they don't want to, quote, offend nobody or cause nobody not to want to be around them. They are some of the same ones, quote, who's tired of when they come around the certain group of people, the people spread out and walk away from them. You know, some people can't take that. Amen. Now, we all as Christians need help from the Lord, okay? Like I shared with y'all one time before, I had something come up about, what, 2 or 3 years ago that shook me to the core. I thought, up, man, I said, oh, my God. God let me know, say, hey, son, still got some work to do on. Still got some work. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? Now, let's go to Luke chapter 21. Let's go to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, verse 12. Let's go to Luke chapter 21, verse 12. Amen. Luke chapter 21, verse 12. Let's look at this. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Luke chapter 21, verse 12. Look what Jesus said. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And if I'm not mistaken, in Mark, I think it's in Mark, you are going to be delivered up to be beaten. That went right with what Paul said, what we just looked at in Acts 22. Paul said, Lord, they know that I imprison him and beat him in every synagogue, okay? He was a what? Unbeliever. Who is he doing that to? Those that believe in Christ. See, these days are manifesting people, the true believer from the fake believers, okay? Everybody that claimed to be of the Christian community is not. Let me lay that down for you. Everyone that claimed to be of the Christian community is not. And see what's happening now, these events, these trials, these testing, the temptations is going to start showing us the true believer from the fake. Okay? Now see, because see, there's some sinners out there, they just let you know straight up how they are. But see, there's some people among believers who claim to be believers, but they're fake. This is going to show. These events and things in these last days is going to show the true believers from the fake ones. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, those that are not born again, especially, is going to be of them that's going to lay their hands on you, persecute you. But once again, I want you to know it's also going to involve them who once was. Started off as a believer, who's going to end up falling? Going to lay hands on you. Like I told you, we're in a time now, yeah, people will say some persecuting words. You're going to be persecuted verbally. But you got to a point now, that ain't being settled with now. Because when they look, if they see that their words is not rallying you, affecting you, the next thing they go to is say, I got to touch it. I got to put hands on it. You know, see, that's what they did to the early church. Amen. They did the early church like the early church. I've told y'all on many broadcasts. The early church put many of us to shame. See, we up here preaching and teaching. We can be gone any day, snatched up any time. We ain't going to see no great tribulation and all that stuff. And the early church went through their great tribulation. Wasn't snatched up. Okay. They went through it. Still contended to the faith that once were delivered to the saints. They contend for it. They stood, okay? Hallelujah. They didn't turn from Jesus. Even though you might have had a few on the side that once were the Lord, hey, they turned away. But not all of them. Now, I want to turn your attention to verse 16 and verse 17 in the same Luke chapter 21. I want you to look at verse 16 and verse 17. Okay? Let's look at that. Verse 16 and verse 17. Now look what the Word of God said. Now look what Jesus tells you now. Please pay attention to this. He said, and ye shall. Now before we go any further, I've said it, I think in part 4 and part 3. Jesus said, shall. That means this is going to happen, people. He didn't say, and ye might. He didn't say, and ye possibly could. He said, and ye shall. Be what? Betrayed. Betrayed. By who, Lord? Both by parents, and brethren, and kinfolks, and friends, and some of you shall they. Who is the they? Going back to the list. Parents, brethren, kinfolks, friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Now you know even more specific who the they are. When Jesus said, and they shall deliver you up. Hallelujah. Go all of us. Shout to her. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you will be betrayed. Hallelujah. That word betrayed, original Greek word, paradidomi. Paradidomi means to surrender, that is, yield up, entrust, transmit, betray. Hallelujah. That's what that word betray means in the Greek, okay? According to Webster, it means to lead astray, especially seduce, to deliver to the enemy by treachery. That's where that surrender comes in original Greek word. You're going to be betrayed. You're going to be delivered to the enemy through treachery of this list of people. You're going to be led astray by these what? This list of people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, like I told you at the beginning of the broadcast, this message does not have you looking evil-eyed on everybody. So you go and looking at your mom and daddy, giving them more evil eye. This is not for that. But this is warning you. Why? Because, listen, we got to love them with the love of God. But if they're not born again, they are dominated by the sin nature. And when push comes to shove, especially when they don't want to receive Christ, that sin nature is going to stick out. And they're going to operate in that nature. And you're going to find parents betraying. Hallelujah. If you their son or you their daughter, you're born again, and they don't want to come to the Lord and love that sinful life and remain that spirit then. Now, this is a warning from Jesus now. So when mom and daddy come up to you and say, hey, you know, you thinking mom and daddy, when the people coming at you to do something wrong to you and hurt you because you're a Christian and you're looking at mom and daddy, you think, surely, they've been to defend and stand up for me. And mom and daddy just pull their hands back and step back from you and say, son, daughter, you're on your own. Or if the people that's looking to hurt you come to find out mom and daddy set you up so you can be caught by them. This is a word of warning, people. Because if Jesus didn't warn you, see, some of you would be totally devastated to know that you've been betrayed by your mom and your daddy. Hallelujah. To be delivered up to the synagogues, to be put in prison. Because that's what's going to happen. They're going to turn you over to be put in prison, to be delivered in the synagogues, to be beaten. And to look up and say, daddy, mama, no. Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Hallelujah. These people, especially being unsaved, not even mattering their connection to you or relationship to you will yield or deliver you to the end. Amen. See, we think it's, you know, going to be mostly that somebody we don't know. Not necessary. Nope. Friends. You may grew up with little Lou. Y'all threw rocks and pebbles in the water together. Slap high five together. Okay? Did all kinds of things. Grew up together. Homies, real close, bow, bow. And here now you're a Christian, you saved and really believe in Jesus Christ as Lord. And little Lou, all of a sudden, you know, he like, man, I'm not into that Jesus thing. And you look up now, little Lou is the one on the other side with the people making fun of you. And you're shocked to the core in your heart. You so messed up because you and Lou were like, pow, pow, y'all homies. Okay? No way little Lou would be talking about me like that. No way he would be making fun. See, Jesus don't want you to be shocked. He don't want you to be shocked. He told us to love all men, but some of y'all are trying to be, you got to understand this. You may have a desire to be close to your friends, your relatives, your loved ones. You may have that desire, but if you're born again and they're not, you can only come so far. Why? Because the two different natures that's there. Okay? Now, once again, this is not a message of hate. Please hear what I'm saying. So some of y'all don't go running out there, well, you know, brother, they said. And you're looking all evil-eyed at them. I didn't tell you to do that. Jesus is warning you what you're going to be facing. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I said, they're going to deliver you to the enemy. Amen. And remember, you got two types of enemy now. Okay. You got two types of enemy. You said, what do you mean? Well, number one, remember in Luke chapter 6, the Lord said, love your enemies. Well, he's talking about man. Those that oppose you and against you. See, you're going to have people turning you over to those that oppose you. You're going to have friends, parents, kinfolk, brother, they're going to turn you over to people that oppose you. Hallelujah. Just like Judas did Jesus. They're going to turn you over to people that oppose you. They're going to turn you over to people that are going to beat you in the synagogues. They're going to turn you over that you may be imprisoned. See, I'm telling you, the Lord wants you to get in that place with him so you can be prepared for these things. And so that this thing won't make you so bitter that you turn to hatred. Okay? You understand that? Hallelujah. And then your other type of enemy is what? Satan. Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the what? Of the enemy. He's talking about Satan. Yeah, you're gonna have parents, friend up, turn you over to Satan. Okay? Whether you believe it or not, you're gonna have there'll be some that's gonna be what, trying to pray witchcraft prayers against you. Friends, family, you name it. Okay, I know some of y'all, okay. Yeah, Brother Nate, you just wrong. You just trying to be too high, trying to make us hate one another. No, I'm not. Because Jesus don't try to make you hate, but he's warning you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now, I'm going to stop it there. I'm going to come back with a part 6. Amen. And see, we're looking at who are the day. See, Jesus, I'm telling you, listen, he's trying to get you prepared. This thing is real, people. And like I told you at the beginning of the broadcast, you know, some people, even in the church, some people, when they're been betrayed or deceived, even by a family, they turn away from God. Quit coming to service. Okay? Amen? Quit praying. Quit studying the word. Quit having anything to do with God. And I said, why are you punishing God? I mean, that person did it. The Lord didn't do that. Amen. The man found out that, you know, his wife was cheating on him. I know it's devastating. But then he just stops praying, worshiping God. You even bring up the Lord to him. He got some kind of smart remark or some answer to say that's not good. And you wonder, why is you talking this way about the Lord? Because one thing about people, they always find a way to blame God. Well, how come God didn't let me, how come God didn't tell me and didn't let me, you know, and now they're angry with God. So in their mind, shoot, I don't want nothing to do with God. Amen. And then when the smoke clears, that's where it comes down to, who they blame, God. So Jesus is warning you that, hey, I'm warning you, you're going to be among those that's going to betray you. I'm warning you that as a Christian, you're going to be betrayed. I'm warning you as a Christian, they're going to deliver you up. Well, who is the day, Jesus? Parents, friends, brethren, kin folks, they're going to deliver you up. Cousin, niece, nephew, uncle, auntie, going to deliver you up. Kin folks, going to deliver you up. And see, that's going to show the truth about, you know, it seems like sometimes every family putting, you know, every family member in their family in heaven. Like everybody just believe God. And a lot of them was straight out told you what they feel about Jesus. And it wasn't nothing good. Didn't want to accept Jesus, didn't even care about accepting. They died now, and then the family like, oh, he's in heaven. He's up there with the Lord. And be wanting you to agree with it. That's why I like, oh, please don't come to me and turn to me and have me want to agree. I'm not going to agree with you on that. Amen. The Lord is warning us, people, in these last days. Lord say the same, tomorrow I will come back with part 6 to this persecution in the end time. Amen. We'll be looking at part 6. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, once again, that you have blessed us to go into the word today. And I pray that you will water the seed I've sown and bring forth the increase for your glory. Father, I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do, and you're worthy to be praised and to be glorified. I magnify your holy name. Jesus, you are Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, once again, I thank God for all you that have been listening to the broadcast. The Lord say the same. Look for the advertisement on tomorrow. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.